You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, so you know what that means. During the first hour, we'll be joined by Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour. Then later in the show, Dr. Roland Thomas is going to join us to talk about a way of actually getting more out of the food you're currently eating. You may not have to up your calories to grow more muscle. You're going to want to listen to that. So let's get started right away with Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Had some roasted pumpkin seeds yesterterday.
Yes.
In the fall in New England, it doesn't get any better.
I was just going to say, this is the season for roasted pumpkin seeds, for sure.
Oh, man. Talk about good. And filling, too.
I don't know about you, but I throw the entire seed in my mouth and chew it up. I don't try to, like, split the shell open and get the seed out. Is that what you do as well?
Yeah, I didn't even consider splitting it.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. I love that.
I'll eat peanuts that way, too, believe it or not.
I would not eat peanuts for any reason at all. I don't eat peanuts.
Because of the cancer?
Dr. Lauren Cordain's group proved that the lectins in peanuts, which are not a nut, you know, they're a legume. So like other legumes in the paleo prescription, they are not healthy. And the lectins found in peanuts specifically embed the lining of arteries and attract plaque. So eating peanuts is not a good thing at all. Not a good thing at all. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, sunflower seeds, you know, those things are all good.
Yeah, I love nuts. Absolutely love them.
Yeah. I love nuts too, but unfortunately I've been on HRT since 2007, so. That's a joke, guys. That's a joke. Okay. Anyway, so we have a great show planned today, but before we talk about the show, I got to talk about, there's a lot of excitement about the current promotion that you're running, which is when you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin, you automatically get the Blueprint 3.0 plus the Superhuman University add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout plus a special gift that it's hitting a lot of the forums too, right?
Yeah. You know, when I announced that last week, I was really pleasantly surprised with the response. And guys are finding out that, you know, in most cases, free doesn't mean much. Well, let me tell you what a free Blueprint 3.0 is not. It is not a 10-page PDF telling you to eat more protein and get more sleep. It comes in half a dozen emails. And, just this morning, I think, I popped in over on our forum, and a guy was nice enough to post, you know, what an incredible investment this was. And he got it for free after he signed up for the newsletter and came across it via listening to Superhuman Radio. So he thanked us both. And, you know, he's a 48-year-old guy. I want to say his bench went from 300 to 335.
335, yeah.
He's never been stronger in his life.
And that's because there are executable steps. You know, a lot of books, they try to teach you a concept, and then you have to go and work it yourself. And a lot of people are looking for specific steps, and that's what you do. You give specific steps to follow as a guide. And that's priceless for some people, because some people just can't put two pieces together. So,
well, a lot of guys have been, you know, stagnant, too, in some cases for decades, and it'll get you out of that rut right quick.
Let's go right to our first question. And by the way, there's a banner ad on Superhuman Radio where you can get the Blueprint 3.0 for free when you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin. So check that out. The first question actually comes from Tom Pencer. He says, I heard you mention Forskolin on the last BPPH. Have you heard of the Siltep nootropic stack? It consists primarily of artichoke extract, a low dose of Forskolin, and I can attest to it does seem to help my recall of tedious information. I can't think of any way that this stack might interfere with fat loss, especially with Forskolin, but I'd love to hear your take on it, perhaps during the BPPH. So there you go. And he sent you a link to the CILTEP SILTEP on Longevity's website. So there you go.
Yeah. SILTEP here is an acronym for chemically induced long-term potentiation. And the particular stack in question being an attempt to improve one's ability to learn and remember by elevating cyclic AMP, or CAMP via Forskolin, and PDE 1 through 5 inhibition via artichoke extract.
Wait a minute, phosphodiesterase inhibition from artichoke?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to pretend I understand all the brain chemistry going on here, but I do feel strongly the brain can be greased like this to improve motivation, recall, and creativity. In fact, I'm certain of it. It's the new doping in high schools and universities, even though it goes unmentioned. And it started a long time ago with Vivarin and No Dose, progressed to Ritalin, and today various nootropics like the Racetams are in on the act in this artichoke that you're reading about. So make no mistake, their use does convey a clear edge to those students using it versus those not using.
Okay, so I got to ask you something. So is artichoke a good thing to eat if artichoke extract increases or reduces PDE 1 through 5? I mean, that sounds like an erectile dysfunction product right there.
I honestly don't know if there's enough of the active in artichoke heart, you know, to get the effect. It's an interesting question. I'll do some homework after the show. I actually had some the other day. I'm going to come to think of it. But, you know, as to this specific combination, Tom, no, I can't say I have any firsthand experience. The crew at Longevity, which is a forum, they're an interesting bunch, and you're wise to do your research there. I looked at a lot of board feedback, and it does appear that particular stack allows people to study longer and retain more information. Why that is, or whether or not you could do the same with something more economical, were questions that came to my mind. The real questions, though, when it comes to delving into this world, are twofold. One, are you prepared to screw with your brain chemicals? And two, if so, where do you start? If the answer to the first question is no, then good old-fashioned exercise is the best form of brain doping there is. It increases blood flow, fires up dopamine, and leads to better sleep. Consequently, you have better recall and memory. If, though, the answer to that question is yes, I would suggest laying the groundwork with a driver of sorts, but not caffeine. You know, you want to make it either guarana or yerba mate. Either of those two will lead to a much smoother rise and fall in energy levels. It's generally accepted that nootropics work better with one of those drivers, but it can't be something that rattles you, right, like caffeine or ephedrine. Second, I would add 500 milligrams of phosphatidylserine. In the brain, PS is involved in many nerve cell functions. In fact, a joint Italian Vanderbilt University study recently found subjects taking phosphatidylserine for 12 weeks experienced improvement in the ability to recall names of familiar people and details from the previous day and week. Now, given the American educational system is based mostly on recall and not real learning, I think that makes an economical entry point, a good place to start. If, however, you're fortunate enough to study somewhere where creative thinking is encouraged, I would opt instead for phenylparacetam. It was developed in Russia in the early 90s, though it was first identified in the Soviet Journal in 1983. Phenylparacetam, in fact, was given to cosmonauts and their military to increase work capacity, then quickly found its way into the hand of athletes. In fact, in 1998, it was added to WADA's banned list, so you know it's good stuff. It's legal for sale in the U.S. and many foreign countries, and it is the absolute best nootropic I've found. Handily outperforms piracetam, oxyracetam, and iracetam, and even Nupept. Here's the bottom line, though, Tom. They're definitely onto something with this SILTEP approach, and I am confident that people using it will gain an edge. Know, though, that unlike sports, where physical performance enhancement has been practiced for decades, brain doping, by contrast, is still in its infancy. The long-term effects are unknown, so I'd make sure to take as much time off as you stay on. Use it only for exams, etc. You know, you got kids out there today actively killing brain cells with alcohol. I think it makes a lot of sense to try to get your brain to work better and faster.
Yeah, you know what? Those kids out there killing their brain cells with alcohol, wisen up and do it the way we did it in the 70s with drugs. Come on.
Nice.
Come on. Get
nice.
With the program, for crying out loud.
Nice.
I mean, I'm listening to you say that. I'm thinking, Rob, what are you talking about? Half of my brain is dead from the 70s. What do you imagine how smart I would have been had I not done all those drugs?
Jeez, man.
All right. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with Rob Regish. In the meantime, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today and get the Blueprint 3.0 for free when you sign up for the best newsletter you can get anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You had one shot to put muscle on, why wouldn't you use the Blueprint 3.0 and not waste your time? I know if Eminem had been a bodybuilder instead of a rapper, he would have used Blueprint 3.0.
He ripped me off, man.
I did?
He ripped me off.
No. No, he did. All right, listen, Matt Beatty says, I'm not sure if you listened to SHR today, but Carl and Sean Phillips on today's show... and he's considering bringing power building software back. When you spoke about it about a month ago, it sounded awesome, but I was disappointed to see it wasn't available. Thanks to you, it might be coming back. Update for you on Tranquilogen. I had mentioned the immunity boost I was noticing from it. I was able to ward off a cold that swept through my family. However, I ran out of Tranquilogen the other day, and sure enough, I got sick 2 days later. I also noticed something in the fourth week on Tranquilogen, not only a sense of well-being, but a sense of creativity and motivation. Since I've been off for a few days, I'm feeling a little deflated, kind of depressed. My brain is probably missing the 5-HTP. Possible good question for BPPH. Do you recommend something people can take during the week off cycle? TQ... for 3 to 4 weeks and then 1 week off. I was considering the 5-HTP by itself. Maybe there's another adaptogen like MACA. What do you think?
Yeah, well, a couple things. I did listen to that Brad Jeffries, a.k.a. Sean Phillips interview, and a few thoughts on that just prior to answering your question. First, props to you, Carl, for running with that after I mentioned it. I literally had no idea what was going on behind the scenes. So you confirming it, you know, it meant a lot. I'd also like to thank Sean for revealing his true identity, because it ended decades of speculation on my part. Credit where credit is due.
Well, there's another pseudonym that Sean wrote under for one of the women's fitness magazines. Named he called himself Betty Jean Morrow. By the way,
he's got more split personality.
There you go.
So, you know, he certainly made his mark. History may not reflect it, but in my humble opinion, Sean's power building was a bigger contribution than Brother Bill's bringing creatine to the masses. Now, with respect to Tranquilogen and immunity, you may in fact be on to something. A 2007 study in the Journal of Clinical Immunology noted curcumin has been shown in the last two decades to be a potent immunostimulatory compound. It does so by activating T cells, macrophages, neutrophils, and other natural killer cells. The researchers also noted that even in low doses, curcumin enhanced antibody response. They summed it up by suggesting that curcumin's beneficial effects seen in arthritis, allergies, asthma, heart disease, you know, diabetes, and cancer, and the list goes on, might be due to its ability to positively modulate the immune system. Wherever you look, curcumin just keeps looking better, and it's a big part of the reason it's the number one ingredient in Tranquilogen. Your well-being, creativity, and motivation do improve the longer you use it, but it's complex pinning down which ingredient is responsible. We know, for example, the rhodiola that we use in source in particular is really strong stuff. If you're looking for something to use during the week off to ward off the blues, so to speak, 5-HTP makes a lot of sense. It's an efficient precursor to serotonin. And in combination with vitamin D, especially in the winter, makes an excellent bridge. Fenibut is likewise an effective mood enhancer, though I'd caution you not to use it every day. So I hope that helps, Matt.
Would you take 5-HTP during the day just for that purpose, or is it too relaxing to take during the day?
I think it depends on the dose. You know, in most people, 25 to 50 milligrams will provide a calming effect without zonking you.
25 to 50 milligrams? That sounds like so. I mean, I take L-tryptophan at 500 milligrams pre-bedtime as part of my sleep concoction. What about, does it change when it's L-tryptophan instead of 5-HTP?
Yeah, the conversion rate is much, much more efficient for 5-HTP.
Really?
Yes, and unlike tryptophan, it needn't be taken, you know, you can take it on the stomach after, you know, on a full stomach
right.
with a meal, and it'll still cross the blood-brain barrier. Tryptophan, like other large neutral amino acids, needs a empty stomach to cross the blood-brain barrier.
I always thought 5-HTP was two steps away. It had to convert to tryptophan first before it could be converted to serotonin.
Well, I forget the exact figures, but I want to say it's north of 70%, which converts to serotonin, and that was much, much higher than tryptophan.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Because I'll start buying 5-HTP then.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Okay. Next question comes from, John Shepherd. He says, I see that you're a fan of GABA. I tried using GABA a couple years back, and I'm interested. One interesting thing happened. It gave me insomnia. I've heard this before from some people, too. Bad, really, really bad insomnia. I have battled insomnia since I was a kid, and I have it most under control. A couple years ago, I was able to get it even more under control. But about the time bulk tryptophan disappeared from the marketplace again, I can't find it for a reasonable price anywhere. I know you have tons of research under your belt, which is why I bring it up. Have you ever heard of GABA having the opposite effect? I have. And by the way, I can take up to 5 grams of GABA, and it'll make me sleepy. If I start going 6, 7, 8, it actually agitates me, and I can't get to sleep.
Yeah, well, John and I had an interesting discussion about this on Facebook, and in fact, there is research to show that higher doses of GABA will have.
I have a theory. So you've looked at the research, you're saying, right?
Yeah,
I think GABA also acts on thyroid hormone.
That's an interesting take. You know, my feeling was, my suspicions pointed to, you know, a lot of the flushing and tingling effect that GABA imparts, especially to folks new to it. It leads to anxiety, and that's doing it. You know, people get really spooked if they're not familiar with the effect.
Well, and interestingly enough, we had a doctor on the show the other day who said that GABA can cause hypoglycemia because it spikes insulin as well. And that's,
right.
and that is where the tingling and the feeling that you know, oh, I'm going to be short of breath, you get anxiety ridden, but it only lasts a little while because the body stabilizes quickly.
Yeah. There's a couple things you can do, and this is important because insomnia is no laughing matter, right? We're a nation of sleep-deprived adults, and now the kids are getting in on the act. So first things first, try to go to bed at a regular hour because the body thrives on a schedule, and keeping regular hours is important, particularly during heavy training. Second, shut off the cell phone, the laptop, and other you know, electronic gizmos. The information age has done wonders, right, for our productivity, but it's wrecking havoc with our sleep. Third, invest in a good mattress and pillow and kill artificial light if you can. The invention of the light bulb did as much to subvert our circadian rhythm as anything. And, you know, the more you can rise and fall with the sun, the better. Darkness, as you know, comes through the lens of the eye, triggers the pineal gland in your brain to secrete its own natural melatonin. Electricity subverts this. The light bulbs, and it may take some time to undo the damage. Finally, if you do need sleep supplements, melatonin would be number one on my list, followed by 5-HTP, which we discussed earlier. And getting a handle on your blood sugar at night is also important.
Yeah.
As you know, you get wild swings in blood sugar, it's going to throw a monkey wrench into your sleep. And I think even you've mentioned this before. You've had sugar before bed, and it really messes you up.
Right.
So final word is GABA is usually a reliable inducer of sleep, but not in everyone. You should know bulk tryptophan is back, though you have to take it on an empty stomach. I don't know about the other folks listening, but I can't sleep on an empty stomach. One solution, without a lot of calories, is warm milk. The old wives' tale, you know, rings true. It coats and soothes the stomach. Most people sleep better when the stomach has something in it. Not everybody, but most. Babies, for example, sleep after nursing when their stomachs are full. The same holds true for most children and adults. A stomach with some milk in it is comforting, which helps to induce sleep. So I hope that helps, John.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got another question from Tom Pencer. Wait a minute. I thought we are... Oh, Tom, he's double dipping. Okay. We'll let him have it this time. All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. So stay tuned.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5 pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA, sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Dr. Roland Thomas. We're going to talk about a way that you can squeeze more nutrients, more energy, more muscle-building effects out of the food you're already eating before you up your calories to put on additional muscle. There may be a way to do it more efficiently. So Tom Pencer says, I'm loving the Tranquilogen. With school in full swing, its relaxation properties have been a wonderful boon. I've handed them out to two study...
I'm sorry. Keep going. I think you might have missed one from Dan Rowell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, let's go on with this one. Yeah. We'll go back to Dan,
yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
I've handed them out to two study friends. One took it after a very late night studying and reported feeling completely rested after only 3 hours of sleep. The other thought it was giving him some Uprazine and GPC that I had capped. So he took it mid-afternoon. It was almost comical watching him start to wind down when he had expected to be amping up. So now my question, I've heard you mention a bulk material supplier once or twice on the show, but for the life of me, I can't recall which one it is. All I can remember is that it was one that had never I've never heard of, and I'm familiar with Smart Powders, health supplement wholesalers, Pure Bulk, and so on. Would you mind sharing that information with me again? No, you have to sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, Tom, bulk suppliers have their place, though I'd caution they're a crapshoot depending upon what you're looking for. Generally speaking, places like NutriPlanet and Smart Powders are great for things like individual amino acids and nootropics. Where you will get burned more often than not is with herbal extracts. And that's because cheap Chinese material usually prevails. There's an old joke in the business that goes like this. Anyone with a printer can send you a C of A or a certificate of analysis. For those things, the herbal extracts, it really pays to spring for a finished product from a reputable company or go direct to someone like Sabinsa, which really isn't all that difficult. Here's how to do it. If you Google contact Sabinsa, just write them. Say you're considering using some of their material. Then request a sample of, for example, let's say their fenusterols. It's their standardized fenugreek. Within a few short days, they're going to mail you a small foil pouch and more supporting literature than you could ever hope to read. They really do their homework. Be aware that certain items, like fenugreek, will need to be capped. And there, you know, we're not talking about fancy labels and bottles here. You will, however, be able to see for yourself how much horsepower certain items like tribulus, maca, uricoma, longifolia, a.k.a. longjacks, have, and not waste time wondering if you got hedge clippings instead. So, you know, it's a neat way to test drive supplements for free.
Really, really good. Okay, so the next question comes from Dan Rollins. He says, hey, Rob, so I'm loving Synthogen. I've found that four pre, four post-workout works wonders for me. On rest days, do I just take them with meals? If I'm fasting in the AM, should I take some on an empty stomach? What do you think?
I wouldn't take them fasting in the AM on the empty stomach, and I'll get into why in a bit, but I'm glad to hear it, Dan. You know, truthfully, Synthogen is as close to a slam dunk as you can get in a supplement. People see and feel it making a difference fast. But to answer your question directly, on rest days, Synthogen is best used at three caps, three times daily, about 10 minutes prior to meals. And the reason for that is simple. It leverages the effect of food, the most powerful anabolic you can put into your body. And while MPS is designed to work with food to accomplish, I've got half a dozen objectives written here that I pulled from the spec sheet, but the two big ones when I made it, the two big ones are this. It increases messenger RNA translation, or the assembly of new contractile muscle proteins in the ribosome, and two, it rapidly stimulates a prolonged state of protein synthesis. So by dosing prior to meals, you ensure a favorable nutrient repartitioning effect toward muscle and away from fat. There are ingredients in Synthogen that you cannot get in whole foods, at least in any sufficient quantity. More importantly, the way the ingredients work with each other and the speed with what they hit, with which they hit the bloodstream is key. So let's just look at just the amino acids. Synthogen gives you all nine essential EAAs in their free form. And they're arranged in a specific ratio, which took me 2 years to work out. Literally, within minutes, they flood the bloodstream and are available for use as bricks to build new muscle with. The same cannot be said of steak, chicken, tuna, or even whey, because those intact protein strings are like a ladder, and it takes the body time to deconstruct each rung and break it down into its constituent amino acids before they can be used by the body. In the case of whey, that takes about 60 minutes, which may surprise some people, since whey is often touted as a fast protein. Well, it is, which should tell you something about the absorption and assimilation rates of other proteins. They're a lot slower. The point being, essential amino acids and the other ingredients in Synthogen, like beta-alanine and trimethylglycine, need to be in circulation at the right time when things like insulin from your meal are pushing them into the muscle cells. You can also see, hopefully, why I recommend synthesis should be taken in and around the workout. Here's the bottom line. Best solution for Synthogen users, buy a twin pack, load the first bottle daily, in and around workouts and just prior to meals. You can then use the second bottle on training days only before reverting back to a loading dose. It's a nice way to stretch a bottle. It works like a charm, literally obliterates delayed onset muscle soreness or DOMS in most. I don't know if I'm ever going to formulate something as effective as Synthogen again. It set a high bar. But I'll keep trying.
The next question comes from Dan Zipel. Zipel. I apologize. Every time I pronounce your name, I know I get it wrong. I'm in my mid-40s, and life is getting busy. I still want to be strong, but no longer need to be the strongest guy in the world. I also want to be lean, but not ripped. Lean, if you know what I mean. Any advice about how to do that, given 60 hours a week of work, family demands, etc.? Yes, buy the blueprint. Nah, he probably only has the blueprint, right? I'm only joking.
Well, you know, it's a great question. I'm glad he asked it. The easiest way to achieve your goal, Dan, is to break it down into the fundamentals and then maybe pursue the extra 5% supplements can give you. So let's talk about the 10,000-foot overview. Fundamental number one, training. You should be training hard at least 2 to 3 times a week at that age, in my opinion. Most options, for Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, which is fine, but the problem is they fail to do two things. One, create a stimulus for muscle growth, and or two, allow growth to manifest. You want to cut your training back to 2 15-minute blocks and superset 2 antagonistic movements, such as the bench press and the one-arm dumbbell row for the upper body, and pack as much work into those 15 minutes as possible, and then record that number. Do the same in your second 15-minute block, but work the lower body by supersetting box squats and Romanian deadlifts. Total training time, 30 minutes or so. It's like any other type of warfare. You get in, hit hard, and get out. Finally, you want to make sure to insert a deload every fourth week. You simply cut the volume and weight you're using in half and do not feel bad about it because you'll come back bigger and stronger the following week. Those changes alone will get most guys gaining again. Fundamental two, is going to be diet. Here I would suggest practicing intermittent fasting on weekends, meaning eat like you normally would during the week, focusing on getting in as much quality protein, carbs, and healthy fats as possible. Don't drive yourself crazy weighing and measuring. Just eat normal, whatever that is for you. On weekends, consume 750 calories every 12 hours. The goal is improving insulin sensitivity and stimulating fat loss, which most will accomplish given that protocol. You need only count calories 2 days a week. And if it suits your fancy, you can get all 1,500 in 1 or 2 meals at night. The key is fasting for at least 12 to 16 hours. Sounds simple? Is simple. If you can exercise the discipline. Fundamental number three is going to be rest. 8 hours of quality sleep, either straight through or 6 to 7 at night with an afternoon nap. No exceptions. If you're doing everything else right, the sleep will fall into place. You know, it sounds simple, but you'd be shocked at the number of people who are changing themselves in the sleep department. They are killing themselves in the gym. They're eating a great diet, but they're going nowhere fast. If that sounds familiar, make sleep a priority. In many cases, it'll get you gaining again. And then finally, and this is optional, it's not a fundamental, supplements. By any measure of the literature, creatine monohydrate is your go-to product. It looks like a slam dunk. The funny thing, though, at least in my case, is it doesn't do much for me. And I know of several others who'd say the same. In that event, I would suggest investing in essential amino acids for use in and around the workout. You can and will find hundreds of other attractive, pricey subs that are begging for your dollars. But nothing legal I'm aware of can touch a 600% increase in protein synthesis when essential amino acids are dosed prior to training. That's why they're the centerpiece ingredient in Synthogen and why everything else is built around them. One caveat, the great irony here is that the best-selling EAA formulas on the market don't contain one of the essential amino acids, that being L-tryptophan. Check the labels to see what I'm talking about. Just ensure you're getting a minimum 6 grams of all 9 essential amino acids prior to training, because I can't think of a more cost-effective, research-proven strategy, and you can feel it. I hope that helps, Dan.
So you think that if somebody's getting the amino acid blend that does not include L-tryptophan, that they can simply add 5-HTP or L-tryptophan as a side, or the ratio has to be adhered to?
It has to be L-tryptophan. The ratio is important. It's not a deal breaker. Essential amino acids are still going to help, regardless of the ratio that they're in. But if you look at the studies that were done by the National Institute of Health, and in particular the one I cited, the nearly 600% increase in protein synthesis, they very strongly hinted that the ratio of essential amino acids could be tweaked to improve things or go the other way with it if you're too low, for example, in one of the essential aminos. The skeleton that I built for Synthogen was built around the branched-chain amino acid matrix, mm-hmm. because branched-chain aminos stimulate protein synthesis. The other six essential aminos complete the process. Big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Big difference. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with the Blueprint Tip of the Day. You're listening to Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by The Blueprint, which you can get for free when you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin. Get all of these great tips right in your inbox every single month with the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint for free. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the Blueprint Bulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, you all have been waiting patiently for the blueprint tip of the day. And ironically, it's about power building. How power building will bring strength training into the 21st century.
Yeah, you know, earlier in today's show, you heard reference to power building. So for those unfamiliar, I wanted to speak to what it was, what it could be, and the potential it holds to revolutionize the world of strength training. To fully grasp its potential, though, we need to first look at what life was like before it debuted. Prior to its introduction, the vast majority of trainees were, in a word, lost. You know, you can just picture it. It came out in the early 1990s. When it came out, there was no internet. And you can forget the newsstand bodybuilding rags. It was well known even then, the pro routines featured, forgot to mention the secret sauce they were all using. The best you could do was scratch out your own program based on old back issues of Powerlifting USA and their Workout of the Month series. I used to use some of Wade's. There weren't many well thought out programs to begin with, and none of them followed a long-term strategy that built upon your previous success. And consequently, many people in the gym were just going in there and winging it, mindlessly clocking up gym hours with little or nothing to show for it. So in short, a lot of people were a ship without a rudder, doing figure eights in the open ocean. Then one day, I opened up a copy of Muscle Media, and there it was, an ad for power building. So seemingly out of nowhere, computerized software was now available to guide you. And here's how it worked. You set your one rep maxes in certain exercises into Golden, Colorado. And in return, a blue binder came in the mail a week or two later. It dictated your training for the next 6 weeks, and sure enough, right on schedule, 6 weeks later, you were a lot bigger and stronger. And it finally felt great going to the gym knowing you had a goal, you regularly achieved that goal, and the results of all your hard work showed. Then, almost as soon as it appeared, it was gone. You know, it was back to the dark ages. And for the record, I don't think the internet has helped matters. In fact, I think it's hurt things. There is now so much information available. It's a case of information overload. Most people don't even know where to start. You can walk up to anyone in your gym and ask them the following question. What kind of program are you on? Loosely stated, that's like asking someone what kind of loading they're using. The answer, in far too many cases, is, I don't know. Here's what I do know. Most guys don't fail because they're not eating enough protein. Most guys don't fail because they're not trying hard enough. It's the loading. And in fact, that catchphrase, it's the loading, stupid, sprang into my mind. There are ways of loading and deloading the body that absolutely, positively run circles around just winging it. And anyone that's spent any length of time training in this game has to acknowledge that. All too often, though, we stick our heads in the sand and do just that, wing it. Unlike our cardio cousins, who have multiple objective measurements to guide them, right, things like heart rate, speed, distance, the objective diagnostics used in weight training are downright archaic. Without that guidance, we are content to just keep clocking up gym time and program hopping to prevent boredom. I know it because I did it. Right? I was doing that too. You end up working hard, but you're just hoping something good happens. It's time to end that. That time is now, and power building is the way. Fact. Power building plus the internet is a match made in heaven. No more snail mailing your one rep max into Golden, Colorado. No more waiting for blue binders in the mail. It'll all be automated for you at the press of a button. People love efficiency, and what I just described is the epitome of efficiency. back. Power building is going to take you farther than any bottle of creatine or supplement you can name, mine included. Training is a fundamental. Supplements are. People build gargantuan levels of size and strength before supplements and drugs, but they still had to train effectively. Power building will help to correct that fundamental mistake and properly load, provide the proper loading to the trainee to achieve their goals in record time. Final fact, most people quit because they don't see progress. Power building shows you progress from workout to workout. Most will see more progress in 6 weeks than they have in the past 6 months or, sadly, 6 years. You know, you talk about motivating. In one shot, it'll specify how much weight to use on which exercises, how long to rest between sets, and automate the entire process for you. And that's going to make the absolute most out of every second you spend in the gym, right? Let's face it, time is a precious commodity these days. More importantly, you're going to be able to gauge, for the first time for a lot of folks, you'll be able to see your progress graphed 8 ways to Sunday. And if you've never graphed your progress, you're in for a real treat, because those graphs can, in turn, be compared versus others, other people of the same age and gender using the same program. So picture the following. There's a huge central database of power building users sitting in a supercomputer out in Golden, Colorado. You know, there are programs for power, speed, hypertrophy, and maybe someday even hyperplasia. Every 6 weeks, you'll enter a new set of PRs, and the next 6 weeks of training are printed out for you to bring to the gym. All you need to do is put the work in. No more guessing, no more hoping. You will know with certainty where you are, where you're going, and this is the key, how you will get there. That is what is missing today, how you will get there, and that's precisely why power building will revolutionize strength training in the 21st century. I mean, wouldn't you like to know right now exactly what to do to take it to the next level? I mean, I sure would. And for once, the answer won't be found in a bottle of pills. Speaking of those pills, though, imagine the power of the software to put those pills to the test. Your data is going to be among tens of thousands collected from around the world and fed into algorithms that are progressively refined, meaning the program will know with a lot of precision how fast someone typically progresses on, for example, power building cycle A without supplements, which means this. When you add supplement X to the equation, you'll be able to see if it's really working to get you to your goal faster. Trends will emerge across large populations, and the more promising supplements can be accurately spotted. Frankly, you know, I'd offer to put Synthogen up first to show whatever difference it makes. Which brings me to closing thoughts on the matter. I don't know what Sean's doing for a living these days, or even if he has to make a living. Don't know what it'll cost, and I don't know how much work is involved. What I do know is that power building was Muscle Media's finest hour. If it's brought to the masses, I will go on record now as saying this. It will be the single biggest advance in strength training since the invention of the adjustable barbell. Bring it back, Sean. Bring it back.
Have you spoken to him?
I have not. I thought I heard him say in the interview he wanted to talk to me.
He did. That's why I'm asking you.
I guess I got to reach out to him. Maybe you can give me his number. But, you know, I mean, think about this. This is the potential good it can do for our population goes way beyond, you know, upping your one rep max in the bench press. You want to talk about, you know, healthcare, what healthcare should be? It shouldn't be this sick care system that we have. Power building would be true healthcare because it would allow everyone, regardless of age, gender, etc., to train with precision. And that dropout rate that I cited earlier that you're going to see, because it's coming up, right, January 1st, New Year's resolution.
Right.
People sign up, you know, for good intentions, and they bust tail for 3 weeks. But at the end of 3 weeks, they're broken down, they're beat up, and the miracle body that they see in the infomercials doesn't appear, right, in that time. So what do? They give up. Imagine if they were given the proper loading from the get-go. and they saw the dramatic differences from day to day, week to week, and then things snowball month to month. I'm telling you, it is, like I said, I don't know how much money it's going to cost. I don't know how much work is involved. I just know it holds more potential for training than anything in recent memory.
Well, and I'll tell you something. So someone reached out, quite a few people reached out to Sean as a result of that interview. And one guy works for a company that's all they do is program and serve apps and things on the web. And he sent me an email and I forwarded it to Sean saying, we would love to do this. Like, the guy implied that we'd do it for free just to like get this product out there. So.
Yeah. Maybe you can flip his number off there, but, it is something that when I use the word revolutionize, people might think I'm overstating the case. Far from it. You talk to anybody that used that software when it was available, and they will tell you to a person they will never train any other way.
By the way, could you hear me smacking my lips while you were talking? I was eating, we have a new sponsor that's coming aboard. It's a company that I've been working with for a few months now. That makes a 6-hour colostrum inside the United States. They produce it themselves. It's not a product that they two-step. And I was actually eating some I figured, oh, this is a great opportunity for me to eat my colostrum while Rob is talking. Then I realized I had the microphone open. So I hope everybody wasn't listening to me smack my lips just now.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because I'm conversing with a guy in Anabolic Minds who's no newbie. He's put 11 pounds of lean body mass on in, I think, just over 2 months. Now, he's since plateaued, but he was using colostrum, and he, believe me, when he went into this, he was the biggest skeptic in the world. So I'm not clear exactly how much he was using, but, we've discussed that study before where they replaced it.
Oh, there's a lot of good studies. There's a lot of good studies out there, even on lower doses. 5 grams, as little as 5 grams of colostrum improves athletic performance. Not only physical performance, but also muscle mass as well, lean body mass. But you know what? Colostrum's not cheap, but we have a really great offer for the audience that I think is going to be really, really interesting. And this stuff is I've been buying this stuff now for a few months. This stuff is amazing. And this is 6-hour colostrum, by the way. This is taken within the first 6 hours from the mom.
Given the price of whey, replacing it gram for gram with colostrum for 6 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever, would be an interesting experiment.
I don't think you have to. I think that if you just took, if you had 2 or 3 protein shakes a day as part of your thing, you just throw 10 grams of this in each of them, you end up with 30 grams throughout the day. That's all you need.
Yeah. I'll tell you, one thing I do know, I never took colostrum in high enough doses that they used in the research studies to build lean body mass, but one thing I do recall vividly was that it was better for soothing the stomach than even glutamine, which a lot of Crohn's patients use. It really has a nice, it's tough to put your finger on it. It imparts a feeling of well-being, though. It really does.
Well, I love the stuff, and I can't stop eating it, so there you go. Rob, thanks so much for all the work on the Blueprint Power Hour today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today, get a free copy of the Blueprint when you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin. You can't get a better deal than that. Rob, thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you.
All right, bye. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Roland Thomas on, and he's going to talk about how to squeeze more energy, more muscle mass out of the food you're already eating. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really
that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you, then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. You know, whether you're trying to put on more muscle or whether you're trying to get leaner, the amount of food that you consume is a critical component. It would be so much better if we could consume less food to achieve our goals, whether you're dieting down or bulking up. Well, one of the things that we did not discuss appropriately last time I had Dr. Roland Thomas on the show was just how the research on microalgae can help you with this. How are you doing, Dr. Thomas?
Hey, Carl, I'm doing well. I thought you were just going to go on, and I was just listening.
Yes, there you go, a spectator. The reality is that we talked a lot about microalgae, and we tried to cover a lot of ground about it. But when you look at a lot of the research where that has been done on animals especially, we find out that these animals can consume a lot less feed and produce a lot more resources, whether they're milking cows or hens laying eggs and whatever. And when you take that into the human equation, when you look at the average human goal to get thinner, for instance, right? So people want to lean out, but they eat a very low caloric intake, and that has a negative effect because it shuts the thyroid down, it shuts metabolism down and you don't burn calories. So how do you convince the body to give up its calories? You have to find a way to consume less calories or energy while the body feels that it is in a state of abundance. And that's exactly what microalgae can do for you, is it not?
And much more. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we're talking, I hope, Carl, about the specific blend here of the bioalgae concentrates, which is algae at large. It can do a lot. They're very good. Algae such as spirulina or chlorella and so forth, they're quite popular and they're out there. But we're talking about a very unique, specific, and also dramatically tested, and not only tested, but researched and proven in undeniable evidence in very large, more than 1 million animals involved, research funded by the Academy of Science of the former Soviet Union. I hope we can mention that because
sure.
I have consumed algae before and I got, you know, good results out of it, but this is a different league. This is a very different league. And I want to quickly relate to why we talk about animals. In Russia, and hopefully in America, all research was mandated to be done with animals before you experimented in small clawed or before you touch human, if you remember. And it makes sense because animals don't lie. They don't go to the bar.
They don't have placebo.
Really
no placebo
research.
Effect. No placebo effect.
Yeah, no placebo. Undeniable evidence. And so, for me, that's very important that people understand that this is not because it's a product for animals. It was tested, proven with more than 20 species, including most of them mammals, pigs and cows and sheep and so forth. And as we are mammal too, when you hear, oh, this product is proven with cows, you say, well, I ain't no cow. And then you hear that it's proven with horses, and you say, well, that's nice. But then when you hear that it's 20 mammals, I lifted my hand. I said, I'm a mammal, too. I want this product. So I wanted to clear the record. This product was proven in large animal study, undeniable evidence of some of this. The anecdotal, or we should say some of the research results that we're going to share along the way.
Okay,
now,
but these, one of the groups of animals were pigs, and we know that pigs greatly resemble humans in their metabolic function, and how they respond to different things. They are very, very closely tied to us.
Particularly for cardiovascular disease. They are subject to very similar plaque formation, heart attack, fat metabolism, cholesterol, and so forth. This was why a herd of 54,000 pigs, which were also subject to epidemics of cancer, was involved in the research. And the epidemic of cancer was cleared in the first year, but then they started to realize the other benefits. When they dissected the animal to analyze the results and so forth, these were very scientific research. They were academic research. They were done the Pavlov, the ancient, the true Pavlov, the inventor of research, if you wish.
Right.
Undeniable research. So, pigs and rats are very, in a way, similar because they get diabetes, they get cancers, they get tumors, they get obese. You can shorten their life if you malnutrition or overfeed them, or you can prolong their life, which was the case, by 25%. In other words, if you feed them the bioalgae, the rats would live 25% longer.
Okay, so
without changing their diet.
Well, so now let's get back to some of the benefits of using the type of microalgae. And for those who missed the original interview that we did, let's talk about this right up front. The microalgae that you use in your supplements, this is not skimmed off of some random pond. You actually have what are called microalgae reactors that create this in a pristine environment, right?
Well, the growing environment is called photobioreactors. In essence, photo means with light, And bioreactor means they're biological, or in our case, they're organic. We don't use any fertilizer, any herbicides, any protection other than the closed system. And they're even protected from abuse of light or even UV damage, which is the case. In Hawaii, for example, in open lagoon, or California, or even in Oregon, in Lake Klamath, no way there we have opening of, as you know, damage in our atmosphere, which leads to UV damage on top of these lakes or lagoons.
I didn't even think about that. I know that there's a risk of contamination from above. Rain brings contamination. But I didn't think about the UV damage.
Yeah. The UV damage takes away the oomph, if you wish, the power. It just throws a wrench in the wheel. And so does pollution, by the way. And algae are survivors. They have survived 3.5 billion years. So the fact that they still bloom, they still grow, shows their power. But they don't become what they could be if they were not subjected to pollution in the environment, whether it be airborne pollution or the lake or lagoon, which no way days, we know there's around the world, all the way to the Arctic, 65,000 new types of chemicals, undesirable chemicals, never mind nuclear debris and so forth.
Which is really becoming more and more of a problem, we're learning from the fallout of Fukushima, by the way, especially on the West Coast.
Yeah.
If you're getting your microalgae from the West Coast, you may want to rethink
it. So to wrap this around, to your point, this blend of algae is grown in a pristine, protected environment, but also, and this is unique, I don't think you'll find that anywhere else. The scientist uses a geyser, a thermal spring, water that comes up from a couple thousand feet below a volcanic peninsula in Siberia. Why? Because of the purity down there, absolutely no pollution, but also the incredible richness of abundant trace elements and minerals. As a matter of fact, we have all known trace elements and mineral in this blend. You will never find that in one product, if you wish, or one food, or one environment on Earth. So that's the organic foundation, which is really what makes a powerful algae or a powerful tomato. In other words, if you grow a tomato in a depleted soil, you'll not get the fatty acid or the certain minerals that we used to get in tomatoes once upon a time. But if you grow a tomato in a rich soil in Pennsylvania someplace, organically grown by a lover, of plants, you'll get a very different tomato. They'll both look red, but one will be nourishing and the other one will be mediocre.
Almost like a hollow tomato, if you will.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And in the realm of microscopic food, which is the microalgae, that game is not a game anymore. It's the difference between life and death, if you wish, of that small species. Life and death, I'm exaggerating, but you can stretch the difference between mediocre and powerful when we're talking about energy and quantum energy and frequency, because we're down to the core of nutrients. We're with amino acids here, trace elements, fatty acids, vitamins, phytonutrients, et cetera, but no loss, no waste of time, let's say, with fibers and bulk and bones. Stuff that would not contribute to our energy, because food is about energy. It's not what people seem to think nowadays, that food is medicine.
Okay, let's do this. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about just how much a person would want to use on a day-to-day basis if they're looking to increase the efficiency of the muscle building effects of the food they're eating, and just how much someone would use if they wanted to cut back on caloric intake when we come back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas. We're talking about the powers of microalgae to actually allow you to squeeze more out of your nutrition than you are right now. It's not just about digestion. It's about utilization. There's a big, big difference here. A lot of people like to take enzymes because they think that they're digesting food better and it's being utilized better. Well, microalgae actually is kind of like a turbocharger for the food you're already eating. And there's lots of ways to utilize that in your goals. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. He's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas? It's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on two or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax. It's the news time.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Roland Thomas. He is with BioAge. They are a sponsor of the show. We're talking about the effects of microalgae that is produced by BioAge to allow you to squeeze much more out of the food you're eating right now. This is what it did for every single class of mammals that it was tested on. When we think about our goals in this audience, we talk about building muscle and burning fat. And both of those require certain nutritional protocols. Building muscle and bulking up, you increase your calories and the extent of your training. When trying to get lean and burn more fat, we'll cut back on our calories. And quite often we can't train as hard any longer because we're caloric deficit and metabolism slows down. And quite often that's what causes us to plateau. So let's look at these two unique opportunities to employ the power of microalgae for a second, Dr. Thomas. So if I am someone, a strength athlete, a power lifter, a football player, and I am in the goal zone of trying to add lean body mass, which requires an increase in calories, but at the same time, this increase in calories can spark a rise in insulin, which will also cause me to put on some body fat as well. It's inevitable. Could I harness the power of microalgae and say, take X amount of capsules instead of increasing my caloric intake by X calories a day? Do you have a feel for that?
I have a feel for that. My goodness, I do. Oh, man, you hit the jackpot. Listen, when you consume regularly a few capsules per day, obviously depending on your desired performance level or your state of health, you can consume more or less, all right? And that's something we help our client will help you with. But in essence, as soon as you begin consuming one capsule of this product, your entire metabolism will suffer from increased performance, will benefit from increased performance, because this food has the knack primarily reaching the brain and affecting nutritionally the hypothalamus. If you don't know what the hypothalamus is, you need to look it up. It's this small pea-sized computer in your brain, which is the chief orchestrator of all our metabolism, including insulin metabolism, fat metabolism, calcium activity, all mineral activity, pancreatic activity, digestive enzyme, vitamin D, a hormone, vitamin D, synthesis of all our hormones and regulation and balance. Even if you screw up, you consume too much protein and you trigger too much acidity in your body and you damage your liver, you damage your kidney. You will be, if you consume it regularly, appropriately, you will be protected even from your abuse. So I want to mention that.
I want to throw something out there real quick. Just hold your thought just 1 second. The hypothalamus is now being recognized by science as possibly being part of the obesogenic model. In fact, just tomorrow, we're doing a show about whether or not hypothalamic inflammation causes diabetes or is a result of diabetes. This is being investigated very closely right now. Dr. Stephen Guyanet is coming on tomorrow to talk about the fact that it may be the inflammatory response in the hypothalamus that actually allows the body to set up the framework to develop insulin resistance.
I know, Carl, we are going a little off topic, but there is no doubt. As soon as the maestro, the hypothalamus, becomes itself inflamed or acidic, because it's made of cells, right? So it'll suffer the same deficiency, the same abuse as the rest of our body. But imagine, this is the boss. So when the boss is sick, forget metabolisms in the body. So you start to depreciate. You start to have imbalances, including it is the road to most of the brain, if you wish, derived disease like Alzheimer, like dementia, like several of the Parkinson's and so forth. Many, many of those types of disease are triggered because of malfunction, the loss of the speed of the brain, inflammation of the brain, acidity in the brain, calcification in the brain. Literally, I mean, people talk about calcification in their big artery at the heart, But this phenomenon is across the entire body. And when it starts to happen in the brain, you may not get a heart attack, but you'll start to have dementia at 57 years old. And that's not a pretty picture.
So let me ask you a question to further this discussion. How does microalgae affect the hypothalamus?
Nutritionally, number one. But we'll have to explain why it is so efficient. All food is mostly energy, right? Let's not be too romantic about the medical model. You grow to be an athlete, to be a Carl Lenore, out of the energy that you derive from the food and some of the raw material to grow your bones and your fat and your cells and your membranes and so forth. But there's no medicine involved when you're born of two cells and you start splitting, right? Two cells, 8, 16, 32, and then millions and billions, and then 100 trillion cells, and there was no doctors involved. Hopefully you were not needed maybe emergency medicine, but you grew to be who you are from energy that you derived from the food, which is mostly photosynthesis from the sun, and the other energy is the atomic energy from minerals. We are frequency, we are energy. That removes the medical model. So the name of the game then is to use, just like in a car, in a Ferrari, Lamborghini, you want to use the best fuel available. If you're an athlete, if you want to be high performance, you want to eat high energy food that leaves no debris, low mucus, if you wish. So we could talk about that in another show, but the biosuperfood here that we're talking about is the most efficient food on earth at this time. And it's not Roland Thomas that's stating that. This is the oceanic science. The people that know about the food chain from the ocean, they mostly this knowledge belongs to the oceanic scientists because they see from the bottom of the ocean the microorganism like algae feed every species up. And gradually,
whales eat plankton. Whales eat the microalgae. Right, exactly.
But what is stated is that certain microalgae and the ones that are included in the biosuperfood are the most efficient photosynthetic antennas and also liberator or deliver their energy up to 100% of it, while most food you lose 90 and even 990% of the energy in the food as you consume it. For example, when you consume a slab of meat, you will get barely 0.1% of the potential energy in that food.
Is that because you have of the digestive process, the energy that is consumed in digestion?
Correct. Right. It's not an efficient food, even though we live on fruits and vegetables and meats and so forth. But when you're talking about the science of energy, then the microalgae are the most efficient food on earth. They are the foundation of all plant life on Earth, and they have been around. They were the first cellular organism on Earth. So now that we understand the efficiency, the reason for the efficiency, particularly at itself transferring its energy in the human cells, is the presence of not only the proteins and the minerals and the carbs, a little bit of carbs and so forth, but of hundreds, in our case, there's hundreds of carotenoids, which are considered antenna pigment, and they're part of the photosynthetic process of liberating energy in our cells, in our Krebs cycle, in our mitochondria. I know it's a lot of science here, but people understand that.
No, this audience gets it.
About, and then to reach the brain, there's another layer of difficulty because the brain is protected by what is popularly known as the blood-brain barrier, but really, blood-brain barrier is about cells that make up the artery. The walls of the arteries of the blood, arteries going to the brain, are made of cells that are specialized. Their role is to protect the brain, so they don't let through the wall just anything. They protect from poisons, from viruses, from bacteria, and from any megadose, in other words, of too much calcium or too much vitamin A and so on and so forth. So they protect you. But the biosuperfood is made of, it has in it not only pure nutrients, we talked about that, but also these carotenoids that are called, they facilitate membrane transfer because they are elongated, that's why they're called antenna pigments. They're like an antenna, and they're made like a blade, and they have the ability of being welcome across membranes.
Interesting.
They facilitate energy transfer. And that's the reason why a small capsule of barely one-third of a gram will reach the brain, and of course, the entire cells of the body through the natural arterial distribution. We have 250 miles of artery in our body. But when it reaches the brain, the efficiency, there's a connection there.
Okay, so let me ask you this before we go into the break. So if I take the one capsule, is there an equivalency that I can use as a rule of thumb and say, okay, instead of adding 300 calories of energy to my diet to add muscle mass, I can take X amount of capsules to achieve that same thing without adding more food, which in theory should allow me to grow the muscle I want while not doing something that is inherent in food, which is spiking insulin.
Yes. In animal study, and we'll quickly come back to human, it was shown that all species were able to eat less and develop more muscle mass, not become fat, obese, if you wish, and deliver more produce, as in milk, eggs, semen, 400% more spermatozoid, etc., etc. All metabolisms of the body became more performant, including inside of the body the hormones, the thousands of hormones and peptides, yeah, for bodybuilder, so that the horns of the animal would grow faster than the animals that didn't take the product. Or the bone density would grow along with the muscle mass. For example, they overfeed chicken, particularly chicken. They become obese for fat, for food, and they lay eggs, and then their bone density doesn't support the big body, so they start to fall. They can't continue, and they're used for meat after that. They're slaughtered.
Interesting.
Right? There's imbalances in the body when you eat too much protein and you don't have the proper balance, etc. In human, you'll have muscle mass gain more easily, but more importantly, muscle mass gain remains. How about that? You don't have to run in the next morning to try to keep what you've gained yesterday. You can moderate. A lactic acid threshold will double in the first week or two. You can do, if you're doing 150 lift or push-ups, you'll do 300 and you'll be surprised. You won't burn as fast.
So this is just from one capsule a day of the F3?
Well, no. Oh. This is we're explaining the process. But
okay.
I would say six capsules, and when you're entering that kind of performance, et cetera, that's what you want to do. Six, 12 capsules, that's fine. I take 12 myself, and I'm a runner, right? I'm 65 years old. I run marathon. This morning I ran 8 miles. I haven't had any food yet. I had some orange juice and what else? Maybe some carrot juice. I feel fantastic. I have no injuries. I'm not burned out after a marathon, and I line up, you know, I'll be in Toronto this week, 15,000 people, and you know, a bunch of kids, they have bandages, they have inflammation, they've been off running for 6 months or 3 months, they have back problem, that's inflammation.
Right.
That's, the body doesn't recover from the abuse of running on the cement, you know, for hours. I'm there, I have no injuries, I've been running for 13 years now, yeah, I'm just amazed.
Yeah, and you attribute it all to the use of
absolutely. I have absolutely no doubt, because considering where I was before I started, with back problem, with knee problem, with a tendonitis, gradually was gaining weight at 48 years old. You know, I didn't know how to control that. I was trying tons of supplements. I was trying many things, and then when I started taking this product, things started to fall in place extremely rapidly.
Okay, let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the use of microalgae as a dieting product. And I'm going to tell my own story about some of the things I've been experimenting with the microalgae myself. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas. The product is BioAge Superfood. I recommend the F3 because that's what I use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad today to learn more. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods
without knowing they're GMO foods while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Pump it. Pump the microalgae. Okay. So, Dr. Thomas, if someone was using microalgae as a tool to help lose body fat, is there a specific way that it could be used, or should it just be used in place of caloric content?
To help what? Lose body fat. We need 2, 3, 4, 5 more hours to talk about bio superfood.
we can do it over a series of shows.
Oh man, it's so interesting. There's no doubt in 20 years of various diet and methods of losing weight, what was identified as the major way to lose weight, the only real way to lose weight, was to reduce food intake. All right? So I don't want to romanticize and lead you to believe that there's magic pill. There are certain pills or drugs, a diet that you can do, and you'll lose weight quickly, and you'll be impressed, but that's not going to build the through natural to restore your natural metabolisms of weight management or fat metabolism, which is achieved by the smart of the brain, by the hypothalamus. And we lose that as we age, as we become slack like an elastic,
mm-hmm.
by pressurizing our body with too much of the wrong food, and we lose our metabolism. And the idea of consuming the bio superfood to restore it is absolutely going to help, but in a much smarter way. It's going to help in the short term, giving you more energy, more out of the less food that you consume, so you have an opportunity to lose weight, and not, but you still have to lose what you've gained through reducing eating more food or exercising or fasting and then changing what you eat. So that's the smart. You have to apply smart. But the bio superfood will support your focus, your clarity, your discipline, your will, literally, by increasing feel-good hormones, prostaglandin, human growth hormones, your vitamin D, your gonadoliberin, how about that, your spermatozoid, your testosterone. Your homeostasis will tend to be restored, to be regenerated. How about regeneration?
Well, and it's interesting that you say...
The name of the game is regeneration of cellular metabolism and organs, and subsequently the behavior in the body.
So interesting that you talk about... It actually does give you a sense of satiety even when you're empty. And this is what I've been experimenting with. So everybody in the audience knows I'm a huge fan of intermittent fasting, as are many of us in this audience. And I train in the morning fasted. And I generally, as a rule, eat right after my workout. When I take the microalgae on an empty stomach first thing in the morning, upon waking up, within the first half hour that I'm awake, I take three capsules is all I take. I notice that if I don't eat right after my workout, I am not in that panicked mode, in that constant awareness that I'm so hungry that it becomes distracting. So I started experimenting with it. I've done a couple 48-hour fasts, and I did one without the microalgae and one with 12 capsules of the microalgae across the 2 days that I did this. And I can tell you with complete confidence that I did not feel like I was fasting when I used the microalgae. I did not even have any incidences of feeling like, oh man, I'm hungry, I can't wait for this fast to end.
Yeah, the depression.
And I felt energized. But here's the really interesting thing. As a rule, when I fast for 48 hours, I don't sleep well that night.
Mm-hmm.
In between the fast, I don't sleep well. I wake up every couple hours, and I know it's because of blood sugar management issues. And I also feel hyper energized when I'm fasting like that. When I used the microalgae, I slept well, and I have to believe it's because it sustained me through my sleep.
Congratulations. I mean, I'm a faster, you know. I used to do extreme fasting. I don't need to do that anymore, but I fast sometimes. I just don't, like today, I haven't eaten yet, and I have absolutely no desire to eat right now. I'm just cruising on the wonderful energy from my short run. I only ran 5 miles today. I'm running a marathon this weekend. And even on days that I run a marathon, I don't eat in the morning. I take capsules when I rise, four before the run, and I'll take a couple of capsules every half hour on a four and a half hour run. And I finish the race. The last thing I want to do is eat because my blood and my pancreas, my liver, I've been exhausted, as you know, and my body's just revving, and it's wonderful. Of course, I eat. I know I have to eat later in the afternoon, but I could go on not eating. This is pretty amazing. And it's not dangerous. We call it safe fasting. Because if you fast, unless you're sound and solid, for example, when you fast, as you know, a lot of, particularly people that are not used to fasting, will, there'll be a lot of debris released in the blood, and you'll feel miserable.
You'll feel
symptoms of disease. You'll have headache. You'll feel like you'll be starving. You'll want to kill to eat. Those are feelings. And because it's released in your blood, from your brain, from your various organs, and then goes through your liver, and you'll have liver, demand on your liver, on your kidney, and you'll find debris in your stools, in your urines, a lot of it, when you first start fasting. And if you take the bio superfood with that, this will be so much easier to do. All of the benefits of fasting, detoxification, cleansing, regeneration, will be done more soundly with homeostasis, and your brain will feel a lot better, and your liver will significantly deal better with the demand placed on it for clearing, for detox, for the filtering of the poisons that you liberate, and as well as your kidney function.
Well, okay, so here's something that is also interesting to me. So yesterday evening, before my meal, I consumed 6 caps of the F3. And this is not the first time this happened, so I know it's the F3 doing this. But in the morning, when I urinate, my urine smells so bad. And the only thing I can think of is that the capsules are stimulating some sort of detoxification or some sort of efficiency from my liver or some my liver and my kidneys, because I can do it again today, and the same thing will happen tomorrow morning.
Yeah, but eventually, Carl, that will settle. What it is not the capsule. I want to give the credit to your body, to your cells, to your higher performance of your hypothalamus, which increases performance of detoxification of your liver function, of your etc. It's the body that does the work. The biosuperfood is just fuel with which your cells derive energy from. It's not even energy. It's like, you know, gas coming to your carburetor. There's a spark, oxygen, and the true energy is the piston, right?
Right.
Explosion. It's called a
combustion right.
Energy. We are chemical energy. So our mitochondria gets the sugar and proteins and fats and converts it to ATP. And that is stored in your battery, in your mitochondria, or used immediately, like in the case of the heart muscle, continuously using energy. So the food and the biosuperfood is fuel, which is then converted to energy by the body. And then your metabolism with good energy would increase utilization of your other food in your body, like your carbs and your sugar and your, you know, we say, that was the topic of today. We say that consuming biosuperfood fires your ordinary food, literally. It's like taking a shot of STP in your car. It increases the performance of the food that you're consuming because influencing the hypothalamus in turn influences your digestive enzymes, even your saliva, your stomach acid. So you're performing better right from the start. And subsequently, in your blood, it enters your cell much more efficiently because the cells themselves perform better because there's more energy. And so you derive more energy from your regular food, and your cells are thus more energized, and they cleanse better. A cell is basically like you. It eats food. It utilizes it. It works for you, whatever function the cell has, and it has to cleanse itself. That's liberated in your intercellular liquids, whether it be the blood, and then out of your body through your sweat, through your lungs, through your urines, through your stool. That's the process. You know, I often tell people, it's about plumbing. It's very simple. It's not about medicine.
Right.
It's not so, you know, so complicated. It's about good fuel and good energy and good work and good cleansing. It's a process. What comes in must go out. And the biosuperfood renders this process dramatically more performance, as you see in your urine, in your sleep pattern, in your sexual life, in your muscle mass, in your strength, in your endurance, in your mental clarity, in your memory. Absolutely. And in prevention of cardiovascular buildup, prevention of small tumors, which is where you want to nip them in the butt before they become a tumor, prevention of brain plaque and inflammation, which will prevent irritability, depression. Of course, eventually will prevent early dementia, conditions that are triggered by the brain, such as macular degeneration as well. Eye disease.
Is that because of the carotenoids that are in it?
Well, that's the beginning of the process, which those capsules are rendered, delivered, utilized by the body, but then impacts the brain, the hypothalamus. Subsequently, of course, when you take it frequently throughout the day, you are delivering hundreds of carotenoids, which are critical component for the energy of the other food to be transferred. It's called the energy funnel. Chlorophyll, the various carotenoid, chlorophyll A, chlorophyll B, it's like a funnel going to the mitochondria. And we need a daily pour. We need to consume. By the way, that goes for your regular food. Lots of colorful food every day. Right. Not just meat and potatoes. You need to have lots of green vegetables, tomatoes, lettuce, parsley, berries, all of the colors of the spectrum to facilitate, to render much better the energy of the food that you consume. So a balanced diet is very important.
Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas. We're talking about the BioAge microalgae. It's something that I believe in strongly. It's one of the foundational items to my regular supplementation regimen. And the more I use it, the more I believe in it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas. We're talking about the power of microalgae to help you add muscle or lose body fat by allowing you to manipulate your energy intake. If you're looking to put on muscle, you can replace the additional calories with probably about 6 caps of microalgae a day, which should lead to not only greater muscle gains, but less body fat accumulation because you're not using food to add those that energy, which we know has the ability to spike insulin and become some portion of body fat. I think that alone is a great reason to use the product. The other reason is if you are a fan of intermittent fasting or fasting in general, this is a great product to use to get more out of your fasts and to make them easier. It really is a fantastic product. And interestingly enough, as Dr. Thomas points out, microalgae is probably the most dense. We talk about eating nutrient-dense foods all the time, as opposed to hollow calories. I don't think there's anything more dense than microalgae, is there, Dr. Thomas?
There is nothing that comes, not even near. There is over 15,000 known nutrients and phytonutrients. Nothing comes can be understood that in a grain, invisible grain, invisible to the naked eye, there's more than 15,000 known nutrients.
That's amazing.
And yet, no fiber, no loss, no waste, no bulk, no pollution. Even the membrane, this is cellular-sized food, even a membrane is made of a lipid polysaccharide, which is 100% absorbed by the body, utilized as a positively utilized.
Yeah.
It's perfect food. It is the foundation of the biomass on Earth. It was the first food and remains the foundation of the food chain.
And a bottle of F3 is really the best opportunity for those who are wanting to use microalgae for performance because it's higher in the red form of algae. Is that correct?
Well, we don't want to do a black and white such. F2 and F3, the two formula, are both extraordinary. It depends on your caliber, on your budget, and on your age and state of health. You know, for example, I run marathon, I'm 65, you know, I'm an F3 fan. But I have bikers, extreme runners, karate master that love the formula too. They're young, they're fit, it serves them well. The F3 is more efficient, there's no doubt, at helping with chronic condition or with abuse that we do to ourselves, or even at protecting from abuse, for example, of imbalanced diet. You know, I know we have just a couple of minutes left,
yes,
but I just want to tell people to visit on the bioage.com website a link in the information called Fitness with BioSuperfood. And there you'll find extraordinary evidence and testimonials from an Olympic athlete, from a karate master of 30 years, one of the world Canadian champion. You'll find Bas Rutten. Sebastian Rutten is a mixed martial art guy, an older guy now, but he just loves the BioSuperfood. It made him feel young again and good again in fighting with some of the kids. You'll find Glenn Streeter. He's a Colorado president of a medical fitness company. He's an expert fitness himself and a scientist, really. He has a six-year degree. You'll find Todd Page was the leading natural bodybuilder in Colorado for 15 years. And he'll share with you what he thinks of the BioSuperfood. And then many more, but I'm just listing some of the few that are credible, people that use the BioSuperfood for themselves and in their clinics.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
So fitness and the BioSuperfood, in research, on the side, there was research performed with the hockey team of Russia, the current team, because one of the players had played for Canada and returned to Russia to be the coach. And what they identified was that they were able to, when you're sent to the bench for 10 seconds, and if you're a good player, you're sent right back on the ice.
Right.
You have no time to recover. They found recovery fantastic. Much faster recovery because the lungs are performing much better. Everything's performing better. The other thing that they all shared quickly was the lack of knee pain, which is critical. After games, they have a tremendous demand placed on their knee. And the other thing they mentioned, which was cute, was the ability to be social after the game.
Yeah, because right? They're in better moods. They're not all beat up.
Yeah, they can go out for a beer. They're not wasted. Not that I recommend it, but.
Right.
And that's the same thing that I share from running a marathon. I'm not, in a motel looking for a massage. Wasted. I can go home. I can be social. I can eat dinner with my wife.
That's interesting. The website can be found by going to superhumanradio.com and looking for the BioAge banner ad. There's a 10% discount coupon. The coupon code is SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the BioAge banner ad, check it out. I believe in the product. And you know what? I think a lot of people think, well, this seems too good to be true.
I know.
Such a small capsule can do so much, but
I know.
What you have to understand
is this
is
compelling. I give a book. I wrote a book, Awakening the Genius Within. Email or call us. It's free. The telephone number is 877-288-911. 916-877-288-9116. And we gave 10 bottles of the BioSuperfood last time.
Right.
They went right away, right? And we actually upped it to 20. And by the way, I'm offering that again. I just want people to try it.
If you've never tried the BioAge Superfood before,
we're going to give 10 bottles again.
10 bottles. So give the number again, please.
877-288-9116. And all you have to pay is the shipping, please. That's all we ask.
And
shipping is a few dollars.
If you're listening to the podcast, don't assume that 10 people already jumped on it. Absolutely call anyway, because last time Dr. Thomas gave some consolation opportunities that people were very, very satisfied with as well. So check it out. Dr. Thomas, thanks so much for being on the show, and thanks for being a sponsor of the show as well.
Thank you, Carl. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
And then we also want to thank Rob Regish for coming on during the first hour and performing the Blueprint Power Hour. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We've got a great show planned for you tomorrow. You don't want to miss this one. We're actually going to talk about hypothalamic inflammation. Does it cause diabetes or is it caused by diabetes? Great discussion. We'll see you tomorrow.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.